In existence for only a year and a half, Jobs Ohio has some pretty impressive statistics. Listen to Christy Tanner, one of four managing directors for this private nonprofit corporation.
Between January of 2011 and June of 2012, 391 companies have invested or expanded in Ohio. Those companies have committed to create over 31,000 new jobs in the state and retain nearly 85,000 jobs in the state.
And she says those companies have promised $6.1 billion in new corporate investment over the next couple of years. Jobs Ohio took over this role from the Ohio Department of Development.
The Department of Development as a state agency had become very slow and very bureaucratic in its approach to how they work with private companies.
Jobs Ohio, claiming to now move at the speed of business, is focused on job retention and creation, new corporate investment, and revitalizing Ohio's economy. This video featuring Omnicare CEO John Figueroa sings the praises of Jobs Ohio.
We're moving our corporate headquarters to the Cincinnati area. That will bring close to 500 jobs to Ohio. And as a growing healthcare company, we think that we'll continue to bring more jobs, and the future looks very bright in Ohio.
Jobs Ohio is run by a board of directors selected by Governor John Kasich and led by a chief investment advisor picked by the board. Managing directors handle day-to-day operations. The quarterly board meetings are open to the public, and Christy Tanner says the public can find a wealth of information online and through public records requests.
When you look through the list of what is required to be provided to the state, along with the annual reports or strategy documents and other items that are available through the Department of Development and also on our website publicly, you'll find that it is actually a very transparent organization.
But critics question whether turning public money over to a private entity is even constitutional. In this case, they're talking about Articles 8 and 13 of the Ohio Constitution that deal with public debt, public works, and corporations. Brian Rothenberg is the head of Progress Ohio. The liberal group has challenged Jobs Ohio in court.
It's not about Governor Kasich or the people running Jobs Ohio. This is really about a fundamental tenet of government that public money should always be transparent and that you shouldn't be picking winners and losers based on politics or other things.
The suit has been shot down by a lower court saying Progress Ohio and other challengers did not have standing, the right to sue in court. The decision was upheld by an appeals court. Enter the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law, a right-leaning group which says the challengers absolutely do have standing. The center's executive director, Maurice Thompson, explains Jobs Ohio is the kind of issue that Ohio's Constitution was created to deal with.
What it does is take a lot of taxpayer funds or public funds and fork them over to private entities, and there are prohibitions on that in the Ohio Constitution. In fact, the Ohio Constitution was written in 1851 in response to issues exactly like that, where we bailed out all of these big canal and railroad corporations that were supposedly too big to fail.
Thompson says the center is not taking a position on whether Jobs Ohio is constitutional or not. Rather, his group disagrees with the lower courts on the right to sue. He says the judges are using strict federal interpretations of standing rather than state standards.
Quite frankly, if Progress Ohio doesn't have standing to challenge Jobs Ohio under these articles of the Constitution, then nobody has standing to use these very important articles of the Constitution ever.
Thompson says that means taxpayers couldn't challenge state or local government spending or other arrangements that might be illegal.
Jobs Ohio spokeswoman Laura Jones contends the organization is constitutional.
We believe the constitutionality of Jobs Ohio, its funding mechanism, and that it will be held up as set forth by the Ohio legislature in House Bill 153.
The challengers are waiting to hear if the Ohio Supreme Court will take up their case, a decision that could come later this year. Meantime, funding that Jobs Ohio had been expecting has been delayed by the legal challenge. The Budget and Commerce Departments had agreed to transfer the rights to the state liquor business to Jobs Ohio for the next 25 years in a deal worth $1.4 billion. Jobs Ohio is asking Ohio's High Court to force the state to move forward with the agreement. I'm Ann Thompson.
And I'm Mark Haney, 91.7 WVXU.